A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, the media industry in Singapore recently got a boost, with IMDA announcing initiatives aimed at developing talent and generating tie-ups with foreign content creators. The industry media plan was also announced as well. And to tell us more is Joachim Ng, who's director of the Singapore Film Commission, and Dorothy Lai, who's director, Public Service Media and Assessment at IMDA. Guys, thanks so much for coming this morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Briefly, maybe tell us what these grants entail. For Dorothy, it'd be the Public Service Media PSM Digital Partnership Fund. How might it help? Or first tell us how it might work.
Okay. The fund that we have launched recently is the first that we are doing for public service content. It aims to support collaborations between our Singapore media players and international partners on digital-first public service content. Yeah.
Which means it'll go to, obviously, online before any sort of traditional media platform,
right? Yes.
How might you think this will help? Of course, we'll have the collaboration with foreign creators of content.
Yes. So traditionally, public service content has always been an area that's more focused on our Singapore viewers. So with such a fund, we are hoping to encourage our media players to collaborate and work with talents beyond Singapore, to bring in ideas and also talents that could work on projects that are of larger scale and that appeals not just to Singapore viewers, but also viewers from the region.
Yeah. Were you seeing this as a pain point that this grant is trying to address, that perhaps the appetite for foreign created content was growing?
Not so much of a pain point, but it was more of an opportunity that we see. And also from our conversations with players in the industry, they see that potential of growth in the region and, of course, internationally. And with the proliferation of a lot of online platforms, there are opportunities abound where these platform players are also looking at localizing content. Yeah.
Let's rope Joachim in right now. You are the director of the Singapore Film Commission. Tell us about the grant that pertains to you. This would be the Southeast Asia co-production grant. Yes, and again, it is collaboration with foreign creators of content.
Yes, that's right. So to give a bit of context, the Singapore Film Commission is 20 years old last year, right? We celebrated our 20th anniversary.
And happy birthday.
and really for the last 20 years, right, we have been supporting the growth of the film industry. You know, and part of that is also providing funding and grants, right, for what I would say content that is made by Singapore and made in Singapore. I think that last year, as we were reviewing, you know, our what we had been doing for the last 20 years, we realized also that actually moving forward, the way to go is to foster greater collaboration and partnership with talents, not just within Singapore, but, you know, in the region as well. So Southeast Asia. And that's really why we launched this new program, which is the Singapore Southeast Asian co-production grant, in a way to encourage the best filmmakers, storytellers from the region to collaborate with our own filmmakers and producers in Singapore.
For regional collaboration, are there concerns about language barriers maybe?
You know, it's just strange. We would think so, right? That culturally,
but film transcends all, right? Telling stories.
True. Filmmakers, in a way, are by nature collaboratively and creatively predisposed to working on projects. And I think that what gave us the confidence was in the last few years, we saw projects led by our filmmakers, projects like Popeye, which is a Thai language film, right, that went on to win an award at Sundance. And that collaborative spirit, right, transcends language and culture. I think it's going to be, you know, a better way for us, in fact, to encourage this sort of collaboration across the region.
Dorothy, tell us how the grant will be administered for the Public Service Media Digital Partnership Fund.
Yes. So what we are looking for is really original content. Content in any of the four languages, English, Malay, Tamil and Chinese. And it could be a video series, a single video series or a slate, really depending on the partnerships that our content creators bring. And the content should sit on a digital platform. One of our requirements for the funding would be that platform should have a free access for Singapore viewers for at least 6 months, a window period. And thereafter, I mean, it's really depending on the negotiations of the commercial deals between the partners. Yep.
So it's online, maybe encompassing social media as
well? Social media, possibly, okay. Yes. Yeah. And the innovation part that we're looking at as well is really how the content leverages on the strengths of the digital platforms. How are they leveraging on things like data analytics to, you know, create content that's more appealing to the target audience for that platform? Yeah, so all this will have to come through in that proposal. Yeah.
So for the Southeast Asia co-production grant, Jo Kim, it wouldn't be just limited, obviously, to online. It would be various platforms, be it film.
Well, because this is the first of its kind in Southeast Asia, actually in Asia, where a government agency is putting out co-funding for content, we, in the first instance, we would like to do this for feature films, right? We're not closed off to other forms of content, but I think we're sort of dipping our toes in and seeing what's the response.
One step at a time,
one step at a time. I think we'll like to collaborate on feature films first. But of course, in the future, right, this could, I mean, storytelling now, even films are going on OTT platforms, online digital platforms. So the distribution platform doesn't matter. Actually, it's about the narrative and the story.
Mm. So talk to us about how collaborations with big names such as Disney and Facebook will help these budding film content creators.
I think, interestingly, in the last few years, you see a great interest, right, globally for stories that are coming out of Southeast Asia, right? Not just Singapore, but our region as well. And really, that is why players like Disney, Facebook are coming here, collaborating with, partnering with us, right, to in a way tap on this new generation of storytelling. I think the platforms are new and different, but at the heart of it is still what are interesting stories that are that can be told from our own filmmakers, storytellers, that will reach perhaps not just a regional but even a global audience. And that's the reason why Disney and Facebook recognize, right, that they need to be here, they need to work with us on this.
Anecdotally, over time, we've often seen that made-in-Singapore content garners a bit of an eye roll. That's been changing, of course, over time. What do you think, in your opinion, is it changing fast enough?
It's true. You know, back in the day, you know, Singapore, we had a golden era of filmmaking, right? The P. Ramlee era, and, you know, very well-respected industry. And over time, you know, that's something that the modern era of film, you know, only started about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yes, while we have filmmakers like Jack Neo that has a very strong and loyal following, we see a new generation of filmmakers, storytellers coming up, right? Not just creating and producing film, but online content, television content. So I think there's going to be a rebirth of that. And it really, as we raise that bar of quality, I think the fans, both domestically and internationally, will come.
Dorothy, the Public Service Media Digital Partnership Fund, it hopes to produce compelling and innovative public service content. What's this mean, though? Are we talking about advertisements, documentaries maybe? You did talk about how it would be video content, obviously, to go online.
Right. Yeah, not so much of advertisements, but really it's about stories that appeals to the audience. And we are looking at scripted genres. So, yes, it could be dramas. It could be factual content like documentaries. It's really something that would bring forth that storytelling capabilities in talents that we are trying to groom. Yeah, and the content that we are hoping to bring in, like I mentioned earlier, it could be a video series. If it's something to do with like film and all that, feature films, that would be the Southeast Asian Co-Pro grants. So the Public Service Media Digital Partnership grant is more for content series that will be on digital platforms. Yeah.
Also, anecdotally, we hear the creative are seldom motivated by money. How do you think this fund might help them? Oftentimes, you also hear, oh, don't just throw money at the situation. Perhaps people need help in other areas.
The funding is really more of a catalyst. You know, it's a way to seed those ideas and to encourage ideas. I think at the end of the day, you do need money to produce good content. Yeah, so that fund goes in part a way to help some of our content creators who may have a lot of great ideas, but they are looking for that added push to help them bring forth that idea.
Mm. Yeah. So what do you think 2018 was like for the media industry, for the film industry maybe?
Oh,
Jo Kim.
So 2018...
It was an interesting year for Asians,
certainly,
particularly since we're talking about the Asia region.
Certainly. And I mean, 2018, a film like Crazy Rich Asians came, right, and had met with unexpected great results, right? And that film has gone on to make $230 million worldwide, and did very well in Singapore too. We, you know, Singapore Film Commission and more than 300 local talents were involved in that project. And these are kinds of projects that we would like to encourage because it gives our talents an opportunity to hone their skills at the highest level. But it almost overshadowed was another film called A Land Imagine, right? A film produced by local director Chris Yeo. And that film, that small budget film, won the top prize at Locarno another great accolade for Singapore filmmakers. So 2018 was a very, I would say, a wonderful year because at both on the commercial front as well as the indie filmmaking, right, we were making our mark in the world. And I think that really has set the momentum for greater projects and collaboration, right, through Southeast Asian co-production grant for the future.
What are your hopes for the grant, particularly, Dorothy, the PSM Digital Partnership Fund? Any sort of tangible goal that you'd like to hit response-wise?
Well, the call is currently open. The call would close on the 31st of March, and we are looking forward to support probably between 4 to 6 projects in the initial run, really depending on the merits of the proposals. And we are looking forward to bring forth those stories to our Singapore viewers, not just to Singapore, but also to the region. Yeah.
How's it looking so far, though? I mean, you just launched it.
Yeah, there's been interest. Yes. So since we launched the grant during our Singapore Media Festival, there's been a lot of interest. And it takes time for such partnerships to, come together and to put forth that proposal for IMDA to consider.
Yep.
So we are keeping our, fingers crossed and, waiting with bated breath. Yeah.
What about you, Joachim? For the media industry in 2019, what do you look forward to? Or the film industry in your case?
So, as I said, co-production is going to be our focus moving forward. And we will be going to open our Southeast Asian co-production grant in the third quarter of this year. We wanted to push it down a little bit this year because it takes time for, especially co-productions, right, for the right filmmakers to get to know each other, work on the similar projects, refine the scripts. So
it's got to be
time.
A thought about proposal before they send it to you, right? Let's not just ad hoc throw
That's
ideas
right.
together.
Yes. Yeah. So we are assembling a panel, a very well-regarded international panel that will make those decisions on what films to what projects to fund. And the bar will be set very high. And I expect that there will be tremendous interest. All right. Already we are hearing that our local producers are starting to be called and emailed and messaged.
Oh, galvanized already.
Yeah. Hmm. So I'm confident that we will have a strong submission of projects and all of this in the years to come, right? Some of these projects, our hope is that it'll go on to be recognized at top festivals, but also be commercially successful.
If you'd like to take part as well for the Public Service Media Digital Partnership Fund, you can always go to imda.gov.sg. The closing date is the end of March, I believe.
That's right.
And also for the Southeast Asia Co-Production Grant. Have a look at what's going on there. They only start in the third quarter of this year, again at imda.gov.sg. We've been speaking to Joachim Ng, who's Director of the Singapore Film Commission, Dorothy Lai, Director of Public Service Media and Assessment at IMDA. Guys, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you
very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.